You're on a watch clock.
Dill?
No. Don't worry. I'm a shorter.
Okay, first of all, as usual, I apologize for my English because I think in Hebrew and then translate, and it's not as rich as my Hebrew, but I hope that the Torah will lechapot, how do you say lechapot, overcome the lack of English. It's very interesting when we look in the Torah trying understanding what is the meaning of Shavuot. In our days, the main thing of Shavuot is Chag Matan Torah. You learn Torah all night. We read Aseret HaDibrot. Morning time. In the days of Beit HaMikdash, it was time of Bikurim. When we open up the Torah, two things are missing. First, it doesn't say that it's Chag Matan Torah. And the second thing is, there is no date. No date, no Matan Torah. And the question is, why? But when we look even deeper, in Chumash Vayikra, in Parashat Emor, there are two places in Emor, and in Pinchas, where the holidays are mentioned. When we look in Parashat Emor, in Perakaf Gimel, we see after learning about Pesach in Pasuk Tetvav, Usfartem lachem imochorat ha-shabbat, miyom avechem et omer ha-tnufa, sheva shabbatot mimot, ad imochorat ha-shvit ispiru 50 yom, v'ikravtem mincha chadasha la-Hashem. There is no name for this holiday. When we look in Parshat Pinchas, there is a name. A very strange name. פסוק י' א' וראשי חודשכם תקריבו את ספר את ספר. פסוק ט' ז' ובחודש הראשון, ב-14 יום לחודש, in the first month, ניסן, 14th of ניסן, name of the holiday, פסח להשם. That's the name. I'm going to skip now שבועות. Next holiday, ראש השנה. ובחודש השביעי באחד לחודש, מקרא קודש יהיה לכם. כל מלאכת עבודה לעשו. There's no name. Mikra Kodesh. It's a day that we will call for Kedusha. Uve'asor lachodesh ha'shvi hazeh, Mikra Kodesh yiyeh lachem. A day of Kedusha. We go to Sukkos. Uve'chash 15 lachodesh ha'shvi, Mikra Kodesh yiyeh lachem, kol avdav do lasu, v'chagotem, etc., etc. Shavuos. Uve'yom avikurim, be'akrivchem, mincha chadasha la'ashem. בשבועותיכם, מקרא קודש יהיה לכם. Now, it's מקרא קודש, but let's look at the beginning of the פסוק. וביום הביקורים, there's no date, בהקריבכם מנחה חדשה להשם. When you will bring a new מנחה. בשבועותיכם, what is בשבועותיכם? Many weeks. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 20, I don't know. Mikra Kodesh yiyeh lachem. Meaning, the Mincha Chadasha and the Shavuotichem is part of the Mikra Kodesh. Now, what is Mincha Chadasha? It's not a new Mincha. It's a Mincha from the new Tvua. Why is it called Mincha Chadasha, a new Mincha? Why? If you don't count the weeks, why do you say Beshavuotechem? Telling us that the name of this holiday is Anu Mincha, Shavuotechem, and this will make the Mikra Kodesh. And again, it doesn't say anything about Matan Torah. What is the meaning of all these questions? Now, it's not only a question of Parshanut, understanding. It's very important for us to understand what does the Torah tell me. Chassidut teaches us that for us a holiday is not a memorial. When we celebrate at Pesach, b'chol yom chayav yom tzur ki hilu yatzar mitzrayim, you need to feel as though you are getting out of Egypt. Now, which Egypt? In Hebrew, the word Mitzrayim is very similar to Meitzarim, something that
strangles you.
Sukkos, I need to feel as though I'm leaving my permanent house, going into a Beit Arai under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do I have to do in Shavuot? What did Am Yisrael do in Shavuot? And the Baal Netivot Shalom tells us something very, very interesting. Just paid attention only this year. This is why I decided to share this understanding with you. In every holiday, there was a part of Hashem and part of us. In Pesach, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Eson Makot, Kriyat Yam Suf. He forced power after Makat Bechorot to let us go out. But we picked ourselves and went out. As the Midrash says, 80% didn't want to do it. 20% did it. 80% died in Makat Choshech. 20% now, you can say it's not a lot, but we did something. We had our share. And every year, we sit in a letter center, we tell ourselves, yes, I need to do my share as they did. What did they do? They picked themselves out and went out of Egypt. They jumped into Yam Suf. They were ready to go out. Lechtech acharai b'midbar be'eretz lo zuha. What I do in Sukkot? Yes, there are two meanings of Sukkot. One meaning is ananei hakavod. Regarding this meaning, I have nothing to do. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But there's another meaning of Sukkot. The willing to build a Sukkot Arayim and to live there for 40 years, depending on Kadosh Baruch Hu. I do the same thing. The Baal Netivot Shalom asks, what do I do in Shavuot? Shavuot is a day which is 100% a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing that we had to do is just to prepare myself to accept, just to open myself, but it's not something active. It's not something active. The only action that occurred in Shavuot is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went down, he gave us the Torah. We were... But then he says, no, it's not exact. Something did happen regarding us. We were renewed. As the Midrash says, during Ma'amad Har Sinai, Bnei Israel were as a Briyah Chadasha, like a new human being. A new person. Yes, it was very hard staying on this level. We fell very quickly down in Cheta Egel. But we were like something new. He said, if this is the idea of Shavuot, here is our part. If we say in Pesach, they went out of Egypt. In Sukkos, they were ready to live in a Beit Arai, putting themselves under a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What did we do in Shavuot? We became a new person, a new existence. This is why he says, the Torah was very, very correct. Meduyak. Calling this day, Be'akrivchem Mincha Chadasha. Shavuos is not only a day of bringing a mincha from the new tvua. It's a day of making my giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu something new. What is HaBikurim? What is Bikurim? Bikurim is taking the first new pri, first new fruit. And this new thing to connect it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To renew my fruits, my giving to Hashem, to renew myself. This is the idea of Shavuot. This is why, for us, the understanding that Chag Shavuot is a day of Matan Torah, I'll be very, maybe Chazal saying, it has no meaning to me. Because I have nothing to do about it. I have something to do when I say in Pesach, it's for me a day that I get out of things that strangle me, of all of the klipot, all of the tumah, I pick myself up. In Sukkos, it means a lot to me that I need to get out of my kvi'ut and go out to Hashem. The meaning of Shavuot is a Chag Matan Torah. What can I do about it? This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But I can do something about it. If it's a day of Matan Torah, for me today, of making a renewing of my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to renew myself as a new human being that picks himself. How do I do it? Not in one day. It's a process of 49 days. 7 days times seven. 7 days, 7 weeks. Seven times seven. 49 days. This is why this holiday is called Chag HaShavuot. It's a Chag HaShavuot because during these weeks, we do something. We renew ourselves, opening ourselves up to accept something. Now, what will I accept? This is him, it's not me. This holiday means to me because I prepare myself. I work myself up. I think that even, I don't know how, maybe just by tradition, but for most of us, I think that the main part of Shavuot is the Mishmar during night. Kriyat the Torah, a certain Dibrot, usually most of the people are... And once a friend told me, you know, maybe we should cancel the Mishmar. Because people learn all night, but they miss many things. Kabbalat the Torah. Look at the people. People are... And you can't blame them, I mean... For the rabbis, it's easy because we teach all night. But for just sitting, listening for 6 hours, it's very tiring. And I told them, and now I have something to leisha'in. It's for the tivot shalom, to rely on. It's the tivot shalom. The Matan Torah, this is the part of a Kodesh Baruch. The main idea of Chag HaShavuot, of Chag Matan Torah, is Chag HaShavuot. For me, putting myself in a process of trying to renew myself. Because in order to accept the Torah, I need to be a new person. The regular Yoed is very fine with himself. I don't need the Torah. In order to accept the Torah, I need to be a new creature that understands, wow, I'm empty. I need this Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the idea of Chag Shavuot for us. And this is why, in many ways, I think that the Chavaya of this Mishmer is the main idea of Shavuot. Because this is our part. When we read the Seder HaDibot, this is his part. In Leil HaSeder, we do our part. And everyone in this will tell you, of course, this is much more important than Kriyat HaTorah in the morning time. Sukkos, sitting in Sukkos. To do the Arba Taminim, this is because we do something. What do we do in Chag Matan Torah? Shavuot. We prepare ourselves. This is how do I prepare myself? To make out of myself a mincha chadasha. To renew myself. Because if I will not renew myself, there will be no meaning. As the old Yoed doesn't need the Torah. He's fine with himself. The new one says, wow, this is something that I need. This is why when we look inside, we understand this is the idea of Chag HaShavuot. But there is another, yes.
Sounds like Rosh Hashanah.
Why Rosh Hashanah?
From Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, this is a preparation that we have.
Preparation, getting sort of ready to make a new version of yourself.
So Aseret HaDibrot, that's what, I mean, the Aseret Yimei Teshuvah, that's what this is all about. It's also a preparation of oneself to do Teshuvah.
In some terms, yes, because if, it's another thing, but we'll list Allah.
We're focusing
minutes.
On Shavuot.
When we look in the Jewish calendar, we see two sets of 50 days. Okay? From Pesach, if we count also the first day of Pesach, we have 50 days. And the 51st day is Shavuot. Okay? The second set is from Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, from El, Aleph Elul. 50 days, and the 51st day is Simchat Torah. Okay? Both of these days are called Atzeret. It's a day where we stop with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay? These 50 days are miyuadim, are miyuad, are
special,
dedicated, okay, dedicated to prepare myself to get to the peak. And the peak is Atzeret. In both of these days, we are happy with the Torah. Okay, you see these two sets? Same sets. 50 days, preparing myself. Right, it's not... There are different stations, because in Elul, Elul is no Kodesh date in the Torah. We have Rosh Hashanah first, 10th, 15th. Here we have something different. We have the 15th, but then we count 7 weeks. But still a peak which is called Atzeret. Now you can ask, and this will need another shir, why do we need these two sets? Some will say because every half a year you need to renew yourself. That's why we have be an option. I think that there is a deeper meaning, and there are different preparations. I think that the main idea of preparing myself, when I get out of Tum'ah, of Tum'at Mitzrayim, I pick myself up, prepare myself to accept the Torah. Okay. I think that in Yom Kippur, we're talking, I think, something higher regarding myself being connected with Hashem. Not with his Torah, with Hashem. I think that this is why in Shavuos, for us, the peak is accepting the Torah. In Atzeret, the peak is finishing the Torah. And then starting again, but this is another shir. When we look at the name Shavuot in Hebrew, just change the Nikud a little bit, it's weeks, Shavuot, and Shvuot. Swear. Does it have any meaning? The Tivot Shalom says, of course. And why? It's not one Shvua, it's two Shvuot. Because Har Sinai is the place where Am Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, they accepted the Torah. Torah is like an agreement. We made a bris, connecting ourselves, swearing. Anuchi, God says, Anuchi Hashem Elokecha. We say, Naaseh V'Nishma. You will be our God, you will be my nation. B'ni B'chori Yisrael, Anuchi Hashem Elokecha. We gave a swear. You can look at a swear as the finishing of a tahalich. Tivot Shalom says, no. A swear in many terms is the beginning. When I get married with my wife, you can say, I knew her, and we had our preparation, and when we decided to get married, we gave a pledge, one to each other. But the deeper meaning is, okay, we just knew ourselves, yeah, we dated a little bit, and then we said, okay, now we want to live together. We want to renew ourselves. How will I do it? How can I be sure that my Yetzer Hara wouldn't take me to other places? In order to prepare myself, in order to make the preparation of the weeks, a real preparation, I need to make a swear, a pledge. And then I said, okay, let's see. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see how it comes. It wouldn't work. And I say, I pledge myself. I give a swear. I, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu to me. This pledge gives you the ability to get in the preparation. The Shavuot, meaning Shmua, a swear, gives you the ability to get into this process of preparing myself into Shavuot. This is why Tivot Shalom says, in the Torah, there is no exact date of Chag HaShavuot. I gave, I think, last year, 2 years ago, a shir that maybe we should have celebrated Shavuot in Zayin Sivan. By many of the Shittot, Torah was given in Zayin Sivan, not in Vav. And Tivot Shalom tells us, I don't care. I don't care when the Torah was given to us. I care when did Am Yisrael finish its preparation. And that was the 50th day of counting. Would it be Hey Sivan, Vav Sivan, Zayin Sivan? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because, I mean, maybe it's something very harif. I don't care what Torah was given to us. I care when did Am Yisrael finish his preparation. Because this is something that I can take for myself. How do I prepare myself? How do I do it? In a process of weeks. How do I do it? Ve'akrivchem mincha chadasha la'ashem. When I will be ready not to bring a new mincha from the Torah. When I will be ready to give a new mincha. When I will make myself a new mincha. I understand that the beginning belongs to Him. This is what I can do. This has a lot of meaning to me. This is the Chag HaShavuot for us. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, if we will do our share, we will have the zchut to get His share. Shiyei Chag Sameach. I'm in a bar mitzvah, just
jumped in. Go ahead.
Do we have to do? Yes, you do.